Last week, Army National Guard Specialist Scott McLaughlin was killed by a sniper as he patrolled with his unit west of Baghdad. He was 29 years old. A Vermont native, McLaughlin had been looking forward to returning home to work on the farmhouse he'd moved his family into last year. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio has this remembrance.
Last January, at the deployment ceremony for his unit, Scott McLaughlin stood in a circle of family and friends as his pastor said a short prayer.
And Lord, may the days seem short until Scott's return. We ask this through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good job, Tyler.
Then, a few minutes before he said goodbye, McLaughlin reassured the well-wishers with a promise.
When I come back, we'll all have to get together. I got a bunch of land and stuff. I have a big party.
Last Sunday, there was a different kind of gathering for McLaughlin as the congregation of his church held a service to remember him. It began with music. McLaughlin's father, Kevin, sat bent over a guitar. His mother, Vicky, joined a trio of singers.
Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
After the service, Kevin McLaughlin stood outside and recalled his son's love of hunting and the outdoors, and the few chances he'd had to talk with him recently. A missed call 4 weeks ago remains on the answering machine. McLaughlin says his son talks in his message about being troubled by the suffering he saw in Iraq.
First thing he says, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Oh well, I gotta do it, he says.
Scott McLaughlin told his parents how his convoy passed children who were begging along the highway, but couldn't stop because it was too dangerous.
The thing he hated the most, I think, was the little kids begging for water.
McLaughlin was due to come home on leave in December and was anxious to start work on his house. Debbie Erno is McLaughlin's mother-in-law. She greets the steady stream of people stopping by the farmhouse to offer condolences and intercepts calls and questions on behalf of her grieving daughter, Nicole. There's a freshly made pot of coffee on the counter, and a child's sippy cup floats in the sink. The refrigerator door is covered with photographs of McLaughlin with his wife and children, one-year-old Molly and six-year-old Tyler. The photos trace a young man's progression from a long-haired, bearded newlywed to a rail-thin soldier.
He tried to put on weight, but he was tall, skinny, but he had the nicest smile, and his eyes would just twinkle with humor.
Erno says the most difficult moment of the past few days came when her daughter told son Tyler what had happened to his father.
So she took him aside alone, and we could hear him start crying. He knew.
Erno says it's likely the house and land where Scott McLaughlin planned his welcome home party will be sold. It'll be too much to maintain for a widow and her two small children. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Braintree, Vermont.